Greetings and welcome to the Challenge of the Week. I'm your host, Aaron Bingaman. Thanks for joining me. Challenge of the Week is a weekly podcast that exists to help me challenge myself with one thing to help me grow as a leader, as a partner, as a parent. I invite you to join me on this journey, and I hope this helps you grow as well. I want to begin by once again apologizing for recording quality. Challenge of the Week is on the road once more for work, and we join you from another hotel room. Also want to apologize for a couple week break there. I've been battling allergies and traveling quite a bit. So let's get started. This week's challenge, choose kindness. Choose kindness. I was preparing for a training this week. We were facilitating training with one of our clients and saw this in some of the content that we prepared, particularly around creating cultures of ownership and the spirit of kindness that allows people the room to try and fail and how we approach people in leading and serving them. And it really resonated with me, and that's why it's this week's challenge. I think there's three things about choosing kindness. And so the first thing is it's that simple. Kindness is a choice. I've always wondered in life, you know, the people that choose to be a jerk as opposed to choosing kindness. I worry about them. I wonder about them. I think about, like, why would you choose that when you can choose being a kind person? Kindness is assuming good intentions. Kindness is not treating people the way you want to be treated. It's treating people the way they want to be treated. A friend of ours, Deborah Johnson, the CEO at the Denver Regional Transit District, calls that the platinum rule. And I really like that. And I think that kindness is fundamental to that. So number one, kindness is a choice. Let's choose a kind spirit in our interactions and engagement with others this week. Number two, when we choose kindness, we fill people's buckets. If you're not familiar with the Clifton Strengths Finders, the author of the Clifton Strengths Finders wrote a book called How Full Is Your Bucket? There's actually an adult book and there's a kid's book. They're both really quite wonderful. But there's this notion that we all carry around a bucket of water above our heads, if you will. And we can fill that bucket with kindness. We can empty people's buckets by not being kind. And I think the question we have to ask ourselves is, do we want to be a bucket filler? And do we want to fill other people's buckets? When we choose kindness in the way we think and act, this doesn't mean avoiding truth. This doesn't mean, I mean, it is kind to say things that are honest. It is kind to establish expectations and create boundaries. It is kind to share your thoughts, feelings, and ideas. But how you deliver that also matters, right? Spirit matters, intent matters. And so when we offer opportunities for growth, change, evolution, whatever it might be, if we do it with kindness in our hearts, we can fill other people's buckets as opposed to draining their buckets. Last but not least, I think most of us will recognize this. Kindness returns kindness. What I mean by that is when we give others kindness, when we are kind to others, it is very common that they then will adjust and respond and react in a similar nature. Don't we want to be remembered for our kindness? I mean, when we get to the end of it, we really think back on our lives. Wouldn't you hope that somebody says, they were really kind. They were kind to me. They didn't even know it. They were kind to me on a day where I needed it the most, or they were kind to me in every interaction that they had with me. I knew they were going through tough stuff and working through some challenging things, but they still found the capacity to treat me with kindness. And so this week, that's our challenge, to be kind to everyone, to think and act with a spirit of kindness, and to let that be the model for how we live this week. As always, Challenge of the Week exists to help you grow. I want you to get to the end of this week, look in the mirror, and be proud of the person you see. I believe in you. Thanks so much for spending a little time with me today. Enjoy your journey of kindness this week. As always, please like, subscribe, share this podcast with others. Give us a follow on Instagram and X at COTW_pod. COT_pod. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you soon.